والخلف في الفور وفي الترتيب نقلا عن ابن رشد اللبيب. Abu Zayd then moves on to highlight now some of those matters which have been disputed as obligations of wudu. He says, وَالْخُلْفُ, which means وَالْخِلَافُ, the dissent, the difference of opinion, فِي الْفَوْرِ, is in succession, or فَوْر is the completion of each act or each limb within a relatively acceptable time. So you can't have large gaps whilst washing each of the limbs. This is referred to as fawr, as in a sense of immediacy, having immediate succession. It's also called mawala by some of the texts. Wafit tartibi, and in the sequence of events. Naqlan an ibn Rushdin al-Labibi, whilst transmitting from the genius ibn Rushd. So, taking into consideration here, first of all, al-fawr, that is, having no substantial or significant gap in between the actions. One thing we do have to understand here, though, that as Qadi Abdul Wahhab al-Baghdadi has mentioned, and also Abdul Haq has also highlighted, that just a slight kind of gap that is relatively normal by no means impacts negatively the wudu. So to have a slight gap, we are talking about a substantial gap. As in, if somebody was to interrupt his or her wudu and go off and do something else and then come back. That's the kind of gap we're talking about. Not just to... So, for example, if somebody was washing his face and then, or he's, let's say he's wiped over his head and now he stops to take his shoes off and remove his socks. Now, technically, there's going to be a gap there. But that's not the kind of gap that they're talking about. They're talking about a significant gap and also a break in the action. So you've stopped the action in its entirety and gone off. So if somebody stopped their wudu halfway, let's say, and they went to, I don't know, open the... Somebody had turned up and they'd knocked their door. So they'd gone to open the door or they'd answered the phone. And now they started to have a conversation. And a significant, something which significantly breaks the whole action, the sequence of actions, and now you have a significant interval. That would mean you begin the wudu afresh from the beginning of the obligatory acts, at least. That's what they're talking about when they refer to fawr. And there have been, within the school of Medina, some differences of opinion regarding that. So you have had people like Ibn Wahhab, who'd said, regardless of what the context, having any significant intervals will invalidate your wudu, so you'll have to start again. Whereas some people like Ibn Qasim, and this is quite popular, have said that it's only if you intentionally had that gap. This is why what is popularly taught is they say bidhikri wal qudra, that as long as you remember what you're doing, you know what you're doing, and you have the power to continue. Not if something... So for example, if somebody was doing his wudu and all of a sudden the water stopped, and so now he has to go somewhere else where another part, let's say a different sink, which is in a on a different floor or it's in a different room, that something like this would not impact because it was beyond his control. So they say, بِذِّكْرِ وَالْقُدْرَ, that having with remembrance and capacity to do so. So this is transmitted to, or it's referred back to Ibn Qasim. And then you have some people like Ibn Abd al-Hakam who transmit that it doesn't impact the wudu at all. If a person, regardless of what interval they had, it doesn't impact it at all. And some similar understandings are transmitted from Qadi Iyad and Ibn Qassar from the Baghdadin in stating that it is a sunnah and not an obligation. Abu Zayd then says, وَيَسْقُطُ الْفَوْرُ مَعَ النِّسْيَانِ وَالذِّكْرُ يُبْقِهِ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, and that this fawr with forgetfulness is completely dropped, as I'd highlighted before, that if you forgot about it, that's not a problem at all, you just carry on. وَالذِّكْرُ يُبْقِهِ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, and obviously as long as you remember, it remains necessary to uphold. What's also very important to say is that those people or any person who is afflicted with OCD or something close to that, which obsessive compulsive kind of thoughts, or what they call in Arabic waswasa, such people are instructed and obligated by the Sharia to ignore their wasawis, these kind of insinuations, these thoughts, they have to ignore them and carry on against them. And that is an instruction of the Sharia.